This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is set to ban the sale of most flavored nicotine products within city limits. Here's CPR's John Daly.
City Council voted 11-1 to advance a proposal which would bar flavored vaporizers, menthol cigarettes, and flavored cigars, chews, and pouches. Advocates for the ban worry about access to minors and tobacco's effects on underserved communities. Terry Richardson, a retired Denver primary care physician, urged the council to show Denver stands up for youth and marginalized people.
Put people and public health before profit.
Opponents say a ban will create an illicit market. The previous mayor, Michael Hancock, vetoed a similar proposal. Current mayor Mike Johnston has indicated he supports the measure. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The dark sky over Browns Canyon National Monument near Buena Vista makes for exceptional stargazing. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports the area is now an international dark sky park.
The Arkansas River flows through the 22,000-acre National Monument in Chaffee County. It's among a growing number of sites in Colorado with official designations. The federal and state agencies that manage the recreation there are training staff to deliver night sky programming and educate visitors. Dark Sky International is an organization working to restore and protect the nighttime environment from light pollution. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The Boulder County Courthouse is now a National Historic Landmark, recognizing Boulder's role in the fight for marriage equality. In 1975, Boulder County Clerk Clela Rorex issued 6 marriage licenses for same-sex couples, noting that the law did not specify a marriage to be between a man and a woman. Her actions faced pushback from the Colorado Attorney General, but the couples were legally married in the eyes of the state. The historic designation cites that as an early precedent for marriage equality. This is CPR News and KRCC.